ISIS is taking more Christians hostage in Syria. For the cost of a latte, God's word is getting into an underground church in Asia. And we'll talk about an awkward situation with a real solution today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Assyrian Human Rights Network says the Islamic State terror group continues to attack villages in Syria. The number of hostages has swelled to over 350, many of them Christians, and counting. It's this shift in ISIS's tactics that concerns Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
What's going to happen now? There has been speculation that they will look to trade them back for ISIS fighters who are being held prisoner. But I think after Libya, 21 Christians from Egypt being beheaded, you've got to wonder if widespread killing is now going to be the thing they're shooting for.
Although some are cultural Christians, some are known as people of the cross. Either way, there's no room for them in the Islamic State. Nettleton urges prayer for their survival and for an opportunity to be a witness.
Pray that they will really experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, that they will know that God is real and that He's walking through these days with them.
He clarifies
that they'll have opportunities even to speak a word of encouragement, to speak something that will plant a seed in the hearts of these killers, that they too would come to know Christ.
Next, Christians in India are telling Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, that their biggest concern isn't persecution. Christian Aid's Sarla Mahara relays their message.
No matter which government comes in, you know, no matter how much persecution we have to face, our mandate is really from heaven.
Instead, proposed legislation is top of mind for many believers.
The government might change their regulations about receiving foreign funds. If that happened, that might be a big turning point for the ministries if they couldn't receive any help from overseas.
Leaders are working with Christian Aid to help income-generating projects that can support them as they share the gospel.
While the window is open, I think this would be a good time to invest funds and resources into those kind of programs.
Are you interested? We'll connect you with links and more at our website, missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. And here's a question for you.
Without God's word, how do we know what God requires of us? And how do we get to know what God is like if we don't have His word? And so I think it's really important that we get the word in and be able to help disciple these people in the word of God.
That's Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders. He's talking about a closed country in Southeast Asia where they're sending 30,000 Bibles into the country because the church is growing faster than Bibles can be provided. Each one costs less than $4. You can find the link at our website, but maybe you can't support the effort financially. Klein shares another way to help.
As you consider helping us print Bibles, please also just take a minute and pray for this country and pray for the Christians, especially the tribal ones. They're really watched by the government. These people, once they come to know the truth of Jesus Christ and find forgiveness for their sins, they're so grateful for what God has done, and they go out and they tell many other people.
Ask God to continue growing His church there. Meanwhile, we have an awkward situation that's a real problem. Many girls in third world countries drop out of school when they hit puberty because of inadequate water, sanitation, and hygiene. Global Aid Network is collecting flannel bed sheets to create a solution. They're calling it Flannel February. Through this, they're reaching out to women and are sharing the gospel. February is almost over, but you can still make a difference. Go to our website to find out how. And finally, if you don't know your theology backwards and forwards, can you still lead people to Christ? Well, Send International Workers are proof that your life speaks louder than words. Because of Send Workers sharing Christ, a woman in Taiwan has been healed from a life of drug addiction and is now a loving follower of Christ. That woman's faith has brought many of her family members to Jesus. Pray that Send Workers would be strengthened as they share the Word of God. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you hear from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. You'll read encouraging stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan that'll inspire you and your family. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.